Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
I told some people to lose my number, too.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
That's how you build a freaking football team.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
Oh, let's talk about the trenches and the big guys.
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company. The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Friday, and this is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Botiff here with you. We're live in the Kia Studios this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We are the Braves. Got to talk about the Braves, of course, today. Because what a.
Is that what you want to lead with?
You know, under the guidance of my my legal representation, I didn't want to start the show this way because, you know, it wasn't my fault. And that's the hill I'm going to die on.
All right. Let's put the facts out there. We got to do this quickly because I really want to get to this Braves.
An airing of grievances.
Yesterday, Mike Johnson and myself did a favor for Tiffany Blackman. The favor
maybe
was
he has like the
taking a couch. We went and grabbed a couch, loaded it in my truck, strapped it down. Tailgate was down because it was a long couch. And we took it to Ackworth for Tiffany.
I was following Bo to make sure if it did fall off, it would hit my car first on the highway.
Yeah, but instead of your car getting hit with a couch, you hit my truck while carrying your couch with your car. You assaulted me with your vehicle.
This went from MRI. I've got soft tissue damage.
What's funny is y'all are texting about this yesterday, and I was not paying attention to my phone, and then I get back, and I have like 40 missed text messages, and I'm like, what
you're
happened?
Like, if Tiffany's texting back something.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, golly. So I start filing through it, and I'm like, no way. Oh, my gosh.
So we're turning off the exit, and we're turning right. So I start to go, and I say, whoa, there's cars coming.
That keyword is started to go.
Listen now. I don't want to put Tiffany at risk, nor do I want to put her couch by cross, because I have to cross three lanes of traffic. Hey, no.
Did you see how you were driving on the highway? I thought for sure you were going to go. Okay, I drive fast. But I did not think you would be cruising that fast with the couch.
What are you talking about?
You were not worried about that couch flying off of there, dude.
You're so wrong. I was doing the speed limit.
I thought for sure Bo's gonna bust out this right turn. So I'm like, cool. I looked to my left and I turned back around. I was gonna use some choice words there.
Bo's still there. When you turn back around, Bo's still there.
Bo's still there.
So you admit that your eyes left the road.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, honestly. That whole scenario of like looking left for oncoming traffic and
Oh, I'll never make this mistake again.
I'm sitting there, Mike, and I'm like, I just made the right choice. Whammy!
No, he gets out and he immediately says, "Oh man, you know, I thought I was gonna take it, and then I decided not to."
Yeah, I didn't want to push.
I wish I was an insurance agent on the phone with both of y'all yesterday.
I didn't want to put Tiffany at risk. Instead, she tried to murder me.
I took ownership. Look.
Mike, do you know what happened in the 2001 Daytona 500?
Yeah. Oh my God, are you really gonna do this?
She's Sterling Marlin me.
Calm down with all that.
I was in fear for my life.
In the rural demographic out there that are probably going to be upset about your comments about the three car if you don't chill out.
They know that the three car, that's my next tattoo.
There's probably some Sterling Marlin fans out there that are going to come at you.
Oh, they got the waste management gear they're gonna bring out. Yeah.
Since TB's timeout comes up before, are we doing a Life of Squid today?
Hold on.
I was going to plead my case there.
Bo just said that you tried to kill him with your car.
Well, I don't know if you can legally say that on air, man.
You tried to end his life with your automobile, your soccer mom car.
I will not tolerate this slander. I don't know if you guys heard in the intro, it says national televised, personality, broadcast or whatever. So, you know, I may know some people.
I feel violated.
So, you know, I may put in a little phone call if you want to continue to slander my good name across these airwaves.
I was attacked.
Call Steve Smith.
I'll call Steve Smith to back me up. All right.
Yeah, you bring your Steve Smith. I got a Sean Weatherspoon.
I will tell the true story in TB's timeout in 20 minutes or so, 25, whatever it is. Just stay tuned for that.
32 minutes. Yeah.
That's good because I don't do numbers, but I do wins. So let's talk about
except for the big loss you took yesterday.
Hey, Ozzy Albies was the hero of the Braves game last night.
And that'll do it. Woo! Start the buses. Poor Larry a crown.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's time to eat.
That will do it.
It was 13-10, not 13-11.
You sure did miss
Holy
it.
Smoke.
But Mr. Albies did not miss that one.
What a game. What a game. Unbelievable.
Courtesy Bally Sports, that was an all-star Hall of Fame lineup in the booth for that call. Chipper Jones, John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, and Jeff Francoeur all holding it down. And that was Ozzy Albies with a walk-off three-run home run in the bottom of the 10th to give the Braves the win over the Mets. So they swept the Mets at Truist Park.
Three Hall of Framers and a Frenchie. What a great combination up there in the booth. That was a lot of fun to listen to, by the way. We'll get into that later. Look, there were a lot of heroes last night. What Austin Riley was 4-for-6 with three runs scored. Travis d'Arnaud had a big two-run homer. I mean, we talked about Marcel Ozuna hits one.
I'm going to call him Marswol from now on.
Marswol.
By the way, Michael Harris.
You better tweet that. You better claim that.
Michael Harris showed he's hitting again. Like, I mean, Ozzy's Arcia.
The ball last night.
How can I not mention Orlando Arcia? Ties the game off one of the better relievers in baseball.
Of the last decade, by the way.
And David Robertson. I
love the look on Robert. The Robertson and Hunter last night both were like FML. Like, I just gave up a bomb right there. No doubters on both of them. And both those pitchers for the Mets, like, basically put their head between their knees when they give up this much. I'm with you, man. The Abuth last night, incredible. One of the more – and, look, you'll know better than me, Bo, but one of the most incredible regular season June atmospheres that I think I've ever seen at a baseball game. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know there's been some big ones, but everything coming together, the fact this was the Mets, the fact that it's been kind of a – emotional series with all the Alonzo stuff, the fact that you had the Hall of Famers in the booth, the fact that it was like a Thursday night and it's kind of starting off summer and all these other things are going on, the comeback wins of the last 2 days really building that, and then last night to turn out like it did was I don't know that I've seen many moments like that in baseball games in June.
Oren, you remember 2019 series in June on that Friday night against the Phillies when I think it was the Phillies where the Braves came back. They were down big and they came back. That's what last night reminded me of.
That was 2021, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure. Was it 21? I thought it was 21. I thought Donaldson was on that team. No.
Well, maybe it was another one they had in 2021 as well. Yeah. It was a weekend, a big Friday night game they had with a comeback against the Phillies as well.
But that's what it reminded me of, because they came back big, Mike, to your point about June atmospheres. This team's got a few since they've went to Truist and during this run since 2018 of division titles that fall in line with that. But for me, the you just beat. You got five runs off of Scherzer. You got five off of Verlander. Only four were earned, and those are their aces. That's 80-something million dollars of pitchers. Now Spencer Strider, we can get into that maybe later because he looked bad. I know he got eight strikeouts. But you can't give up eight runs, dude. And you're like the ace right now. You're supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But the clutchness of this homestand has started with a sweep of the Mets and the clutchness. By the way, don't forget what you did against Arizona. You took two of three with a grand slam in the ninth win by Rosario. And you've continued the heroics. Like, this team clutchness has just completely taken over.
Yeah.
This team now looks like the team that they did in April and not for most of May.
Three comebacks in this series for the Braves. Phenomenal. We will continue to talk about that team. We'll also talk about the Atlanta United, who faces a match against DC United. We'll give you a preview. That's just ahead here on the Morning Shift when we hit our front page on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift, we will get you set for the front page in just a minute, but we all had some eventful evenings last night, to say the least.
Dude.
I was like, I'm going out with the girls. I'm going to like live it up on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Might carry us today, but I have some pep in my step. And then you were sending us a text last night, which I was actually shockingly awake for, of your son.
It was like, what was it, 10, 10:30?
Yeah.
I'm like watching the end of the Braves game, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be crazy. And then I can hear like footsteps pounding through. My son's two. Like, I think when I tell stories like that, people are like, oh, he's just a crazy like five-year-old. Like, he's, you know, his kindergarten.
Nope.
He's two. You know what I mean? And I look on his Cameron's room last night, and he is literally, and I sent you a video, he's running wind sprints. Like in his room, he's running wind sprints like he's like he's going off the turnbuckle like it's the Royal Rumble.
The kid's built different.
Like, I mean, just like, yeah, like he's getting, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I was like, man, what is that pounding? And like, then all of a sudden he like runs into the door, which was really loud, and just like turns around and plays drama and like lays on the ground like, oh, I'm out. I was like, what, has this kid been going to daycare and watching like wrestling? And like, I don't even know about it. And now he's like acting it all out, and it's just. He's rowdy, man. He kept the wife and I up well later than he should have last night. And I'll be honest with you. At that point, I'm watching the video, and I looked over at my wife, and I was like, yeah, I'm driving through the night tonight. I'm not going to put that kid in a car tomorrow for 5.5 hours headed down to Florida. So I made that decision on the spot. I was like, in 24 hours, I'm getting in the car, and I'm putting him in there, and I'm turning a movie on the screen, which will probably be Minions. And we're riding out because I'm not going to be able to deal with that much energy in the car for 6 hours.
You get a nice nap today.
Yeah.
I didn't get one yesterday. I had an emotional day. And after MGA last night, I came home. I cooked me a little Tombstone. And I went downstairs and I'm watching the Braves. Well, at one point I fell asleep.
Oh, dude.
And Amy wakes me
up. Asleep with a Tombstone on your chest.
She wakes me up and she's like, I kid you not. It must have been because of how emotionally drained I was, and you know, my body was physically ailing from what had been through.
What it was?
The trauma.
Really?
The trauma.
Really?
Like, but she woke me up, and I was in that hard sleep, like deep.
Yeah.
And like, she wakes me up, and she's like, "You gotta go. You gotta get upstairs. It's like 10:30." And I was like, "Wait, did I sleep through the show?" And she's like, "No, it's 10:30 at night." I go, "What day is it?" She's like. What is wrong with you? And yeah. I was like, I was
you
out of
that
it.
REM sleep. You didn't know what room you were in.
No, I didn't know where I was, what day it was. Like, I was in the deep, deep sleep. And it's probably because
man.
That's what happens when you go, you don't get a nap and you're very, very active. Like, I mean,
I never
point
nap.
A to point B. Yeah, but.
Which is not.
Have to.
It's not healthy, honestly.
I was going to it's not, I guess, the best, but. You know, I can't. There's too much going on during the day. Sometimes I feel like I run out of hours, even though, yes, there's I'm not running home.
There's too much going on. Tell us more. I mean,
I'm contemplating
my life.
Dog's
got to get three walks a
day. My life decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I have to take care of my dog. You know, it's just
you're just
hard.
For time, aren't you?
I'm really pressed. No, yeah. Last night I went out with a couple of girlfriends because I felt like after the traumatic day I had yesterday. With, you know, people trying to take advantage of situations.
Somebody slammed on the brakes in front of you?
You know, someone slamming on the brakes in front of me is really not, you know, things that were out of my control.
You don't slam on the brakes when you're not going anywhere, but if you wouldn't follow too closely, this wouldn't be an issue.
You know, you'll hear from my representation lawyer.
Did you drive last night when you went out?
Yeah, so now I'm driving my raggedy-ass luxury vehicle. Oh, gosh, I said. I am that now has a scratch on the side that's been there for years. I probably should have gotten fixed. And now I got a big a dent and some white paint.
Can we
on
save
the hood?
Raggedy-ass luxury vehicle? Can we save that as a drop?
Might be in the market for a new one soon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Not like that, you're not.
You know, I will not be going to any valet so I can be judged.
You're turning into Kristen Wiig's character from Bridesmaids, like right before our eyes.
What?
You ever seen that movie Bridesmaids?
Of course.
That's what your luxury vehicle is turning into, that car that she drove.
Whatever. All right, Atlanta United, they're back at it tonight. They face DC United.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the road. Sorry, guys. I'm still grappling with what happened yesterday. So.
Yeah, I mean, attacking someone with a 3,000-pound vehicle is a lot of weight to live through.
They have now had, four straight draws? So trying to break that streak. We do have Caleb Wiley joining us in studio, or excuse me, joining us today.
On the WadeFord.com hotline.
Someone else just want to take you?
I'll take this. And that'll lead our front page.
One, two, three. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
Yeah, Casey.
They were trying to give you, okay, let me just, Mark is flagging me down like, hey, toss to the front page. Throw to the front page. I don't know what's happening today.
Yeah.
I did. I felt like I had a strong start.
You know what I mean? I'm like telling you where the cutoff man is. But like, get the cutoff man.
You know what? I feel we're all comfortable at this point. Just be like, Tiffany, shut up. Go to the front page. Well,
it's funny because I'm the one with the concussion syndrome after what you put
me in. Anyway, as I was saying, Atlanta United, DC United trying to break a streak of four draws that they've had. And as I was trying to smoothly get out earlier, we do have Caleb Wiley joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. That's later on in the show, defender for Atlanta United. And we can further preview this matchup.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like you said, it's been four draws in a row. They actually had a win before that. So you've gone five straight games in MLS play without a loss. And so I'm interested to see when we get into this game. And DC United, I think they're in seventh place, a couple points behind Atlanta United. So kind of a big game as far as the standings go. I want to see if Atlanta United can match up their last few games as far as the offensive pressure they've been known to put on all year and match that up with Brad Guzan's play from this past Wednesday, because obviously he was a little bit cold coming back off the injury, but he, you know, rounded into form Wednesday night and had one of the better games of his career in Atlanta United uniform. So I'm just, can you marry up the offensive prowess with now Brad Guzan being back strong on the defensive end and hoping to get some better stops than you had Wednesday night? But the defensive spacing's got to be better on the back end, and you've got to put shots on goal.
Well, look, you're one of two teams this season that went to LAFC and got a point out of it, all right? That's something good. They're a third-place team in the West. Now you're playing DC United. They're a seventh-place team. You're a fifth, but you're better than that. Like, this team is better than where they're sitting right now. They're getting healthy again. They got, obviously, we talked about it. They got Caleb Wiley back now from the national team under 20. So let's continue. The defense that you played Wednesday night, you need to carry that on. Guzan was elite Wednesday night, but keep that back in. Still needs to shore themselves up and continue to get better. And with your pressure that you put on the offensive side, there's no reason why I don't think you can win this game.
I think it's going to be fun to talk to Caleb Wiley, too, about everything he's gone through with the U-20 World Cup and everything, you know, for the last month, and obviously joining the team back on Wednesday night. Can't wait to get his thoughts on how, when you're off like that away from your team, how you keep track of what's going on with everything back at home. And so I wonder, you know, how he's been watching this team and what kind of communication he's had with them over the last month plus. So that'll be fun to kind of get at him later in the show.
Yeah, and Atlanta United has a pretty good record at home, 5-1-2. But this game kind of will be an opportunity for them to try to surpass New England in points for fourth place in the East. And when it comes to postseason and all that kind of stuff, the top four teams do earn home matches in the postseason. So we'll see what happens with Atlanta United tomorrow night. As for the Braves, they start a weekend series against the Nationals tonight, and we've been talking about A.J. Smith Shaver. He's slated to get his first start, first major league start against this team. So, I mean, everyone has had such positive things to say and been so impressed by this kid on the mound, and so I'm really curious to see how he handles it out there in his first MLB debut.
Well, it's going to be about channeling that energy and that adrenaline, but making the start, because we saw him go in Arizona on Sunday, come in when he was needed, and he gave you two-thirds or a third, and that's a good lineup, by the way. And he was pretty freaking good, to be honest with you. So channel that energy, because this is a lesser lineup. I'm going to say something, and every series you want to take two of three, they're important. But I feel like the momentum, you cannot have a letdown game against Washington or a letdown series. And I know baseball is different. It's not like football or basketball with those games. But keep that momentum. Keep those bats rocking. If AJ can give you five or six, you know, one or two runs, give you all, maybe even get just maybe a quality start. Maybe it's too much to ask against this lineup. You can hit Josiah Gray. That's nothing. Don't worry about that. But keep this momentum, because let me tell you something. Everybody's celebrating what they did against the Mets, and that's great. We should. And the Phillies are 8 back. The Mets are 8.5. But let me tell you something. You've won 5 straight, and you're still only 3.5 up over the second-place team, which is the Marlins, who are 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 6 straight, and they do not look like they're folding anytime soon.
Yeah, well, and I also think when you look at this series, I think this is going to be make or break for the Nationals. You know, they're in last place in the East. I think when they're looking at it, they're going, hey, look, we either win 2 of 3 in this one, or it's going to be a long, long summer for the Nationals. But when it comes to A.J. Smith-Shawver, what do you expect from him? I would say if he can give you 5 innings, that's a win. I'm wondering because it's been a while since he's been stretched out, and obviously he had the 2 1/3, which is good in between, you know, tonight in his last minor league start. But I wonder what that pitch count gets to when Snicker's like, all right, you know, that's probably been enough. But I'm with you, man. It's going to be an emotional night for him. Keep the emotions in check. Don't allow things to get too crazy early on in the game. You know, just settle in. He's got a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a herky-jerky windup, but I could see a guy with a windup like that when the emotions get too much of you, that you would start missing with your location. So I'm wondering if that becomes a thing. But I think we're all excited, man. It feels like the Braves really kind of turning the page on that chapter and getting to the next one. They just miss Shawver tonight, so we'll all be glued to the TV.
And we'll also be glued to the TV for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. We'll hit that when we come back. We'll also hit TB's time out. And
oh, I think I know what this
you
one's
know,
going to be about.
What do you do when someone tries to, you know, take advantage
break
of a situation,
oh,
break
okay.
check you? It's like it's almost like road rage, which we know has been well documented. For Bo Morgan. But anyway, I digress. We'll discuss that when we come back. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The morning shift.
Time for the show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We'll be back on the rails here just briefly before we go off the rails during TV's timeout. We do have Game 4 of the NBA Finals going down tonight between the Nuggets and the Heat, with Denver taking a 2-1 lead in this series. So see if they can extend that lead tonight.
Must win tonight for the Heat, right?
Yeah, it's not a must win.
You don't think so? You think they'll come back from 3-1?
Well, I mean, just saw the Celtics force a game 7 after being down 3-0.
The Celtics didn't come back from 3-1.
That's because they were playing the Heat.
Okay.
But we've seen 3-1 before.
The Heat are also playing the Nuggets. So
what does that mean?
Sounds like the Nuggets are really good.
Yeah, it's a different beast.
To me, it's a must win. I'm really curious defensively what the game plan is going to be, because that really is what Eric Spoelstra is known for, is, you know, how to game plan certain things. I just don't know if when they've got teammates going for 30-point triple doubles, I don't know what the game plan is.
Well, the game plan's got to be stop Jamal Murray, because as good as Jokic is, as good as he is, they don't win games when he is the main offensive weapon.
Right, when he's the primary scorer. Oren, you gave me a stat last week about him scoring more than 40 points in a game.
They've never won this season, I don't think, when he scored more than 40 points.
Something like that. But it is it's a must-win for me, the way I'm watching it, the way I've seen Denver play throughout these playoffs. They've been more or less dominant. I want to say Miami's win was the only time they've lost at home throughout the playoffs,
which
that's a notch in the Heat's favor, but I didn't like the fact that, you know, they kind of said they didn't have the energy they should have the other night. Dude, it's the first home game in the finals in your home arena, and you didn't have the energy. So I'll be interested to see how they
come out. How are you going to get that? That was a huge problem, in my opinion. You're at home with all those fans. I saw DJ Khaled on a set with all the guys in the pregame show on ESPN talking about, like, Miami's different, all this stuff. And then you go out and fall flat.
I wonder if they almost got too amped up before the game.
They needed more rest.
To the point where you get like, like to the point where the buildup of the day, you like stress and have, you know, all this tension buildup in your body. And then you get there and you're like, God, dude, I'm now burnt out already.
Generate this energy now on the road, like in Denver. I don't know.
Look, I'll be following that. And also the Braves game tonight that we've been talking about with AJ Smith-Shawver on the mound. But I'll be clicking back and forth before I hit the road tonight on my overnight drive. But like I said, to me, must-win game. I'll be interested to see if Jimmy Butler can pull some magic and put the team on his back again and use, you know, some of these other role players to get a W. But if they don't, if the Nuggets go 3-1, to me, it's a gentleman's sweep, and we're probably talking about the end of the season.
Butler did vow to set the tone better for this team in the wake of that loss. So
he is it, and he's what stirs that drink and down there in Miami for the Heat is Jimmy Butler. But look, Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the NBA. He's one of the best coaches in the last 30 years, and so he'll have them ready to play, whether they can overcome the talent gap, because Denver is a better team on paper. They are a more talented team, and to me, they have the best player in the league who should be a 3-time MVP. But that's a whole nother conversation of how that was basically just he was campaigned against not to be the three-peat. And all he's done in his playoffs is go out there and have one of the most dominant playoff runs we've seen in recent history.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
I'm scared. Oh God. Yes. Wait. Who's the judge here? Is it me? Can I be the judge?
Yeah, you can be the judge, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put the robe on.
Judge Johnson.
Yeah,
well, hold on a second. Real quick before you start, if you're the judge, that means I get my rebuttal at 8:20, and then you make your ruling.
This is the defendant's time.
I'm strutting out into the courtroom right now. Okay. Yeah. So, Judge Johnson, on Thursday, June 8th, at precisely 10.
Precisely, not approximately.
27.
Not approximately, precisely.
Okay. I was getting off an exit after having what I thought was a friend load a couch into their vehicle.
No. Personal relationships don't factor into this.
Couch into the vehicle. You know, I followed them the whole way up there to deliver this couch to a friend of mine. And this truck that I have been following to ensure the safety of that couch, a safe delivery of that couch, so it would all get there in one piece. The truck was driving very erratic on the highway.
Objection.
And not following.
Speculation. Overruled. I strenuously object.
And not following the rules of, like, the following rules where, you know, you signal to get over if you're the lead car, and if I'm the back, you know, it's my job to ensure that we both get over safely.
Objection.
I started
speculation.
To notice that overruled. This truck was driving a little bit erratic, not necessarily following those rules.
Yeah.
And so when it came time to get off the exit, you know, I had to make a move to get there. The truck, again, the erratic behavior, and it continued. And it was very concerning to me. I thought about placing a phone call, but I'm a safe
Objection.
Driver.
Objection.
I'm a safe driver, Judge. And so we get off the exit, and upon
this
exiting,
judge sucks.
Upon exiting, making a right off the exit, I noticed that the erratically driving truck with the couch was like, you know what, YOLO, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to bust out this right turn across these multiple lanes into traffic. So I see that this truck is proceeding to go.
Objection. Objection.
I'm like, whoa, this driver is going for it. Let me look to my left because he's going. He's moving. But Your Honor, before I could look back, I was already accelerating and the truck had stopped.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes, Your Honor.
First of all, Squidward, you'll have your time later on in the show. Okay, so you.
Objection.
It'll be. You will have time as the prosecution to get your voice in later in the show. Okay, so you're getting off an exit, you're turning right, and you're saying you have to get across lanes of traffic in order to turn left? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so was the tailgate down on such vehicle that Mr. Squidward was...
Yes, Your Honor, it was down.
Okay.
It was down.
The tailgate was down because he was carrying a couch. Why did he have this couch in his truck?
A lovely young lady keeps my dog for me when I am traveling for college football across the country to deliver the best... sideline reports, and she keeps my dog for free. And so out of the kindness and generosity of my heart, I said, I have this extra couch. Do you need a couch? And she's like, I do.
What is your relationship with Mr. Squidward?
He is a manager at the place that I am employed. And so it's been very difficult for me to come forth with the truth. For fear of retaliation.
Objection. What? Objection. What? Objection.
Okay.
Objection.
You will get your time later on in the show.
You can't let her lead like this.
No, she's not leading anybody.
Your Honor, can I also tell another very important detail?
Sure.
After the truck made the abrupt stop and trying to make the right turn off the exit, I was going to get out and just check on the safety of this individual. But they decided they are what some may call a spry, if that's what you call someone of his stature. Very spry. He leaped out of the car and he said...
Are you fearful?
He instantly said, you know what? I thought I was going to go. And then I second-guessed myself, so I stopped.
Yes.
And, you know...
Incrimination starts.
It was right off the bat, Your Honor. And all right. I didn't, you know... That is my story, Your Honor.
Look. First of all, what part of your car made contact with Mr. Squidward's car?
The hood of my vehicle.
The hood of your vehicle made
went underneath the bed into the bumper of this truck.
Underneath the tailgate.
Tailgate,
was down
yes.
Into
yes, the tailgate
bumper
was down.
Of individual's vehicle. So what I'm gathering here is this: what's happening? All right. So you had a friend do a favor. All right. He's in front of you going down the interstate. Y'all both exit to the right. All right, you have to cross a couple lanes of traffic in order to turn left almost immediately.
This is correct.
So, and what happened is you pulled up behind him on the exit in the right turn lane. All right, he let off his brake to go, so there's no light, no brake lights on.
Yes, Your Honor.
You look left to see if there's any oncoming traffic because you're like, I'm following him.
I'm a safe driver, Your Honor.
Yes. Right. So you did the right, left, right kind of thing, check both directions before you're going. The only problem is you did not look straight ahead.
If you are phrasing it that way, Your Honor.
After his feet came off the brake.
No, Your Honor, I did not look straight ahead. I would need to look towards my right because that's the way that we were exiting.
Okay.
So.
All right. Did you?
No, I looked to the left, and then you would be towards my right. If we're being
apparently
very specific.
Apparently, you never stop looking to the left.
Officer, this kind of attitude. I mean, excuse me, Your Honor.
Yeah.
This attitude that you're seeing displayed here.
Big O, the bailiff.
I just want to point out that. This defendant has a pattern of road rage.
Oh my God!
And
this
so
is ridiculous. Objection, Your Honor.
He does have a noted, documented pattern of rage behind the
wheel.
We've
all witnessed this.
When
and we've
are
heard
on our
this.
Show calls, you do hear him.
My name
drop
is being
choice
drugged
words.
Through the mud. Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
You'll
get
I just
your
want
time
that
later on.
But Your Honor, I strenuously object.
Yeah. Look, you'll get your time later on in the life of Squid because I'm guessing that this was a big part of your life yesterday.
Right. I'm guessing it is too.
All right. So I've heard one side of this wreck story, and we'll get one later.
I need to ask the bailiffs here. How much time do we have?
Yeah.
1 minute.
One minute.
Just to put out some more facts, Your Honor. He did laugh tremendously once we got to the location.
Oh no. Okay.
And delivered the couch. He then laughed and he said his truck is cursed.
And at any point did he say, I'm sorry?
He did apologize.
He did apologize.
He actually called me twice yesterday, Your Honor.
To check on you.
To apologize.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that I was okay, Your Honor.
We need those phone records.
I didn't apologize for nothing because I was attacked.
We're going to need those phone records submitted in court. Did you ever apologize to him?
Your Honor, I did apologize out of a concern for his mental state at the time.
But not because she was apologies. Not because she actually cared that she damaged me and
you,
possibly put me in the hospital.
Apologize to her if you weren't in the wrong. It was her fault.
I apologize to her because I felt bad for her.
Okay.
You
should have
seen her mental
state
when she got out of the car. I thought she was going to punch me or cry. I didn't know which, but probably both.
That is a lie, Your Honor. And before we go to break, I also want to just admit one more fact is we all observed how Mr. Bo Morgan, Mr. Squidworth,
that's not my name.
Walked into this building today.
Yeah.
He looked very spry and had a pep in his step.
You weren't even here.
A little bit too swole. So we will hear Mr. Squidworth's case.
It's not my name.
When we hit, what's your little segment called?
See how the defendant treats me?
Yeah, I am.
When we hit life astray.
Noted in the court record.
Thank you, sir.
Noted in the court record.
All right. Well, coming up here on The Morning Shift, we will go in the huddle. We'll tell you where a top running back is now going to be looking for a new home. That is next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.